Hey, it's Brittany. I have two free resources and I want to put them in your hands right now. The first is my boundaries guide for when you know you need to set or update your limits with your mother, but you're not sure where to start. It walks you through exactly that. It's going to teach you how to create boundaries based off what you need, and that way, every boundary you set feels really good for you. The second is my Inner Child Healing Challenge, a 5-day email series for when you're ready to look at the little girl inside of you who needed something that she never received. She's still waiting. This challenge is a way for you to show up for her. Both are free, both are immediately useful, and both are waiting for you at brittanymscott.com. I'll say that one more time. Head over to my website at brittanymscott.com and grab these two free resources. Go get them and then come back and let's keep listening.
Has social media made you question if something you're doing is a trauma response? Have you heard or even like seen the phrase, that's a trauma response, or if you do blank, then you are responding to trauma, or that is a trauma response and you should look at this behavior and maybe you should change it? I'm here to talk about trauma, trauma responses, ACE scores, and kind of tying it all back into mother wounds and mother-daughter relationships, of course. But I personally hate when people say, that is a trauma response, because that's a blanket statement on behavior, and we really can't do that without context. And telling somebody that a certain behavior is a trauma response without knowing any context about their life, without knowing why they're doing this, without knowing where it's coming from or where they learned it, we can't make the decision that they're responding to trauma when they're doing a certain thing. So, trauma and human behavior just don't work that way. We need more context, we need added knowledge, and we need to know more about that person before we can assign certain behaviors as trauma responses.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show, the podcast for mothers and daughters who want to build stronger bonds, deepen their understanding, and transform their relationships. I'm your host, Brittany Scott, licensed therapist and mother-daughter relationship coach. After years of working with hundreds of daughters and mothers, I've developed strategies that help break generational patterns, heal wounds, and create the loving relationships you've always wanted. Each week, I'll be sharing insights from real clients, expert interviews, and practical tools you can use immediately to improve your mother-daughter dynamic. Whether you're struggling with communication breakdowns, navigating major life transitions, or simply want to take your already good relationship to the next level, the show is for you. And yes, the transformation I guide my clients through can be yours too. I'll share more about how you can work with me. It's time to experience the relationship you both deserve. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
When I first started my work as a therapist, I was doing a lot of family work, working with children, teenagers, and their parents. And a lot of times it was the entire family unit. I did in-home therapy where instead of the client coming to the office, I went to their home and we did therapy inside the home. Side note, I look back on that and realize how scary and dangerous that time of my work was. And I was a baby therapist, brand new. And I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness, I was just walking into anybody's house. But anyway, if y'all want to know more about that, I can tell you more about in-home therapy. But in that time, I would use what is called an ACE score to understand the parents and understand some of the dynamics that may be playing out inside of that house. And in this video, I'm going to talk a little bit about ACE scores and trauma responses, and then, of course, mother wounds. So an ACE score, ACE stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. It's a 10-question questionnaire that gives some insight into adverse experiences that adults may have experienced in their childhood. And it is believed that these 10 questions, I think there's some that's been expanded now. The original one was 10 questions, but it is believed that the answers to the questionnaire is believed to show that the person who experienced these things on the test can have chronic stress, chronic fatigue, kind of lifelong effects to what they experience in their childhood as they are adults. And it is said that the most severe scores of this test can lead to a lower life expectancy. So what are the questions on this questionnaire? I am going to read them to you. Number one, did you feel that you didn't have enough to eat, had to wear dirty clothes, or had no one to protect or take care of you? Number two, did you lose a parent through divorce, abandonment, death, or other reason? Number three, did you live with anyone who was depressed, mentally ill, or attempted suicide? Number four, did you live with anyone who had a problem with drinking or using drugs, including prescription drugs? Number five, did your parents or adults in your home ever hit, punch, beat, or threaten to harm each other? Number six, did you live with anyone who went to jail or prison? Number seven, did a parent or adult in your home ever swear at you, insult you, or put you down? Number eight, did a parent or adult in your home ever hit, beat, kick, or physically hurt you in any way? Number nine, did you feel that no one in your family loved you or thought you were special? And number 10, did you experience unwanted sexual contact? And based on answering yes or no, you tally up your score. So a score of 0 means that you didn't experience any of these adverse childhood experiences. 1 to 3 indicates a low to moderate adversity, and a score of 6 or higher is associated with the highest risk for severe and complex health problems. When I take the ACE score, I have a score of 4, which puts me at a moderate risk for long-term or chronic health conditions. And while I appreciate the questionnaire and what it does and kind of what it brings to light for people, knowing that children shouldn't experience most of the things on this questionnaire. And I say most because, like, parents divorcing, sometimes that might be for the better. It might be for to actually have healthier parents and to have a better home life if the two were to separate. But I fully and firmly believe that we cannot decide and assign what's traumatic for people. We can decide that an event or an experience could be traumatic. It could lead to trauma and trauma reactions and trauma behaviors and those things. But we can't determine that for everybody. So, for example, if me and you are in a car accident, I may walk away from this car accident totally fine, get in a car the next day and drive as if nothing ever happened. It didn't faze me at all. But you might be very scared or terrified or very timid on the road again. You may not want to get behind the wheel and you may have to be encouraged to actually start driving again. And so can car accidents be traumatic? Sure, absolutely. And for some people they are, but for some they're not. Are parents divorcing traumatic? Could be. For some kids, it might be very traumatic and they may need to go to therapy and they may need more help processing what's happening to their family. And for some kids, it may not faze them at all. It may be like, you know what? Do I wish that my parents were different? Sure. But is this for the best? Yes, I know that. Or now the fighting can stop. Or now I'll have a happy mom. Or depending on the age, whatever kids are thinking or whatever's happening for them. And so we don't get to determine what's traumatic. We don't get to determine that just because somebody experienced all of these things, these are going to be the outcomes. Maybe it's risky. Maybe these things have happened before. Maybe these are signs of what could happen. But one questionnaire doesn't get to decide what is traumatic or not. And so this leads into my work with mother-daughter relationships and mother wounds. I don't get to decide for you if what you're experiencing is enough or was enough to determine a mother wound. In the same way that moms don't get to decide if what their daughters are telling them is enough for them to be upset or be hurt or want to detach and be estranged or no longer want to see them or to create strict boundaries, moms don't get to decide that either. In the same way that I don't get to decide or tell somebody that, I really don't think that's enough for you to be upset about. Who am I? Why would I downplay somebody else's experience and understand that trauma plays out the way that it does for everybody differently because our brains are different, because our home lives are different, because what we experience are different. We grew up in different places. There's so many different factors that play a role in how things land for us and the lasting impacts that it can have on us. Me with an ACE score of 4, I don't have any chronic health conditions right now at the age of 34. Maybe I will at 44. I really don't know. But that's what this test would say, is that I was at a pretty moderate to high risk of having chronic illness or chronic stress or just chronic health conditions. And I currently don't. It just says at risk. It doesn't say that it's like a guarantee that it's going to happen. It's just something that you should look out for. But that's why I think it's so important that we listen to people's experiences. We listen to how it landed for them. We listen to what happened to them and what it meant for them and what were the lasting experiences for them. Because a mother wound at its base level, just like, I guess, entry level for motherhood, for mother wounds, is the absence of emotional support. A daughter needed emotional support from her mother and did not receive it. That's going to be the baseline for a mother wound. Now, of course, we can add in abuse and we can add in neglect and we can add in many other things that children may experience from their parents. But at the baseline, what was missing was emotional support. So when it comes to trauma and people's experiences and what hurts them and what doesn't, I think we as a society, we as mothers, when we're raising children and especially daughters, if they want us to know that something hurt them, that something had a lasting negative impact on them, that they needed more or something different, the best thing we can do is trust them, believe them. Why would we downplay somebody else's experiences because it wasn't our own? Why would we not believe what our daughters are telling us when they have the bravery to come to us and let us know? Why would we make that situation so unsafe for them to be able to do that they no longer want to come to us again, that they don't want to continue telling us what hurt them? I never want to create that situation for my daughter. If she tells me something hurt her, I want to believe her. If I can change it, I'm going to try. If I can't change it because it's already passed and there's nothing for me to do, then I want to make up for what she needed in that moment that I can maybe give her now. And so trauma and ACE scores and mother wounds, like, these are all things that are going to leave an impact on somebody. And so it's going to have a ripple effect throughout society, which is why I think we're seeing the whole idea that estrangement is now like a culture, the culture of daughters estranging from their moms. And I hate that we're calling it that without actually looking at what's happening. It's not a trend. It's not a culture. It's not just something for daughters to do. We're seeing it happen more and more because daughters are now trusting that there's going to be a supportive system for them to make this decision, that they're not going to be all alone and be the only one and be the outcast of being estranged from her mother or being estranged from her parents and her family. We're seeing this happen more and more because of the ripple effects that these things have in society. And we can see those same kind of ripple effects with many things, in that now more and more women are working outside of the home. Women working outside of the home and having their own money and their own bank accounts and being able to take care of themselves probably increase the divorce rate, because women don't have to stay in harmful relationships and relationships where they're not loved and not valued and not cared for. They now have the means to leave because women were able to work. Ripple effects start to happen when there is safety there. And so women are safe. Daughters are safe now to decide that, you know, this relationship I have with my mom just doesn't feel safe. It doesn't feel good. I continue to feel small. I continue to feel berated. I continue to be told that I'm lying or that my experience is not real. And the behaviors continue and they keep going. So why would I stay when it's already been proven that she'd be safer to maybe go, to detach, to pull away, to not have as close of a relationship, maybe keep some distance, or maybe not have a relationship at all? And so if we want these things to reverse, if we don't want this to continue to be a pattern and continue to be a path that daughters take and calling it a culture, then it's up to us as women, as mothers, to change how we create these experiences for our daughter. Are we going to mess up? Yes. And like I said in other videos and other episodes, I'm going to say this over and over and over again. There's no perfect mom that's walking this planet. She just doesn't exist. We're all going to mess up somewhere. What are you going to do about messing up? What are you going to do about making a mistake? Are you going to keep repeating the same pattern because to you it's not a mistake? Because to you it's not big enough? Because to you the experience shouldn't have harmed her or caused her any pain? In the same way that on my ACE score I have a 4, one of them is for divorced parents that did not affect me negatively. I thought it probably should have happened a lot sooner than it did. I was kind of glad that it happened and made our home more peaceful, but that did not create a negative effect for me. But if you look at my ACE score, you're going to see that maybe it should have. And, you know, that's kind of on the flip side. We have someone who's created this questionnaire and has decided that depending on your score, these are things that you can expect to happen, but we're not actually looking at the context. So in the same way that moms are looking at their daughters and it's like, same thing happened to me and I turned out just fine. Oh, I had it much worse than you. I changed so many things with you. You should have seen what happened with my mom. All while you're dismissing what your daughter's telling you in front of you because maybe it wouldn't have hurt you. It's still not enough. I want moms and daughters together. I don't want them to detach. I don't want them to break up. But I see the conversations that are happening. I read what's being written online by moms. I've talked to many moms that end up deciding that they want nothing to do with me because I want to hold them accountable, because I want them to look at their daughters and believe them and trust them and decide that, you know what, I love her so much and I want a relationship with her that I'm willing to change my behavior. And it's really sad when I meet with moms that decide that, no, I think she's just being dramatic. So no matter where we're looking at ACE scores or trauma or mother wounds or adverse experiences and childhood wounds and childhood trauma and neglect and abuse and all of the words that I can throw in, all of these that get funneled into adverse childhood experiences, we as a society, we as mothers can do something different for our daughters. And the first thing we can do different is decide to believe them. Okay, this episode was a little bit different. I feel like I went on a few tangents and I tried to connect some pieces and I hope I connected them well for you. But as I wrap up this episode, that feels more like a tangent than an episode, but we're going to go with it because I think there's some good things in here. If the ACE score thing interested you, you can easily find it online. Just type in ACE, so ACE score questionnaire or ACE questionnaire, ACE test. What do you want to type into Google? It'll easily come up. You can take the quiz for yourself and see where you lie on the adverse childhood experiences questionnaire and what it says that it means for you. And also kind of bring to light maybe some things that you didn't think may have an effect on you, and maybe it actually does. And also, if you are a mother raising an adult daughter and she has expressed having a mother wound, maybe look at what she has told you. What would it take for you to believe her? And if you're a daughter who does have a mother wound and you've tried expressing these things to your mom and haven't really felt like you've gotten through to her, focus on what healing looks like for you. What does the little girl in you need that she never got? What can you start to give her that's going to jumpstart your healing for today? Because you now get to take care of the little girl inside of you that maybe felt neglected or felt like no one listened or felt like she didn't have emotional support. You can do that for yourself now. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this episode all the way through. And that's what I got for you. So I will catch you in the next one. That's all for today's episode of the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. I hope you picked up some valuable insights that you can start using right away in your own relationship to create deeper connection and understanding. If something from today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with the mother or daughter in your life who needs to hear this message. And while you're at it, please consider leaving a rating and review so we can reach more families and transform the way mothers and daughters relate to each other. For those ready to take the next step, you can visit my website to learn more about my private coaching programs and my program designed specifically for mother-daughter pairs. Whether you're dealing with communication challenges, life transitions, or just want to strengthen an already good relationship, I'm here to help. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.